Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Well, now we are today's Eichas. We're towards the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the base. Not terrible.
So we
have the Omamar Nemar Katruba.
What was it? Rebbe said he had.
Yeah, I know. Wait a second, That's where we are. Never cut truma, the never of a truma spice.
Three lines before that.
Another Amamar. Oh, Amamar, okay. Yeah. We talk about the chalas also. First of all, there's a truma of the chalas that the kohen, of course, gets. We do have a shayla. Who's the one that's mafresh the truma? Is it the kohen? Is it the bailim? It's for the bailim. Is it a schus that the kohen has to go take it himself? He's a smekis. Machlekes vices in the darim, in the kid base, where we have a chalasarin and the chitruma. So the gemara sets aside by lach beitayda, the case of lach beitayda. Who's the one that the Migdash Tavid has declared? Who's the one that does it? And maybe it's totally in the Dharma of the Parish Rashi, if it's the Rashi or not, or the Farish in the Dharma, that he holds that it's the Kohen that does it. It's the Kohen that does it. That's about who's the one that goes out, takes it or not. We just said the Machlokes, we just said today again, whether he has it Mishuchan Gavaya, is he able to be Mekadosh an Isha with it? He's not able to be Mekadosh an Isha with it. And that's another suffix of what we have. Another thing is, what we can clear about is, that if the Hafrasha of one Challah, of that min, what happens? He goes and he's Mafish the Challah, of that min, of each min of the 40, in other words, the 10, one out of 10, is the hafrasha of that one is matter that min? Or you need all four to be matter everything? How do you categorize it? You have chalas chametz, and you have the chalas chametz, you give one to the kohen, and when you do that, the bailam immediately can eat the rest? Or no, you first have to give the one challah of the challahs chametz to the kohen. You give one revucha to the kohen. You give one challahs matzah to the kohen. You give one rakik to the kohen, and then you get to have everything. How do you break it down exactly? It's a clear also another suffix that we have in the Mikdash Tavid. How do exactly we categorize this? What is the din that we have over here? There's another thing. It can be matter. It takes off an iser. But when the bailam is allowed to eat it, there's the trumas lach beitayda that gives first to the kohen and then the bailam can eat it. There's going to be another iser. The iser is that you have to. It's his heter is going to be totally, but first he's going to do like truma. It doesn't mean that's not going to be me'ila, it's kachim kalim, right? So me'ila is not going to be me'ila, but avah pikein, there'll still be a din, yet you won't be able to eat it until the kohen gets his truma. Let's see how it's going to work over here also. Again, it could be an isser, right? We're not talking about the isser me'ila, but in order for him to eat it, then he first gives it to the kohen and then he can eat it. When? Shall was that? So that we have that then. Same thing. Well, remember, we always refer to it as the chazam b'shaik. You know, it's the chazam b'shaik and the kloyus and the other ones, the Amurim that there are. At least in the cases of the Tenufas. The Tenufas that take place. He makes the Tenufa Banishlava and Chazam Shaykh and the Amurim like we had before, remember? What? Not Matnas Kuda, but in the Tnufas, or like when we have a tendency to only to attribute it to the Chasam B'Sheik, but the Tnufas are done with the Emurim also, remember. Okay. Now let's start with this and hear more. Amar Mar, Behikmi Menu Mirab Chobar, where it all has to be together. Elamayato Diksiv is Kol Chelbo Yarem Imenu. Well, if we're going to say that, what are we going to do that? Here it says also, Behikmi Menu Mirab Chobar. So what happens? It's Kol Chelbo. What is that supposed to be? We're supposed to learn from that. Chosam Baich Bechubar Ike, Kinder Rav Chizda. Yama Rav Chizda, Kinder Rav Chizda. Amar Rav Imi. Yama Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Imi. Shalit Ateach Batsar, Kainim Sheita Leimurim. You can't take, that. There we learned out, you don't take. See again, the same thing that we're saying over here. You can't take the Batsar that you're entitled to, before you take off the Eburim. The Mizbech gets first. Kaina Mechlin, Yama and Kolkaba to Lobiskatri Eburim. What's the Gemara say? Kolkaba to Lobiskatri Eburim. Kainim Lomatsu Achlu Basar. I need Kaina Mechlin of Vilobiskaprim. That's the Lashra Gemara of Tabadishkat in Psachim. So we have over here again, Shlo Yinateach Basar. You can take it. But don't take it as a seder of how you go about taking it. The seder is, here also, in the seder advarim, that's what we're saying, my friend, they got me the truma. Same thing. Amar mar. Nebar kad truma, v'nebar b'truma, spicer truma. How much do you take? We said, how much do you take? You take a tenth. Why? Because you let off a truma spicer. Maybe Shalay, how do you know that the Truma that we take by the Taida is a tenth? Maybe take a 50th.
Why would Midian be better?
Not better. Well, but again, we find that there's such a thing that's called Truma. So we wonder what's called truma. They have different definitions of truma in different places. How do you know it refers to truma spicer? Maybe it refers to the truma smidya. Yeah. So here it says maybe don in truma the hegis with dairus, but truma and the hegis with dairus. This is truma and the hegis with dairus by that we have by truma spicer. As opposed to the one-time thing of Shumas Midyan. This creates a problem. This does create a problem with the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam with the Vahag in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Whether or not it is a mitzvah with Dairus, because according to the Vahag, the Vahag and the Ramban holds like him, he holds it's a mitzvah, and it is a mitzvah, the dairis, it's shmer, the tashmitz and zayah rakia. There's a tashmitz and zayah rakia that the tashmitz asks from this gemara. You see that it's not a mitzvah, it's doing the dairis. On the other hand, we have a night of Yehuda, that the night of Yehuda comes to answer the Ramban from this gemara. What exactly is it? Comes to be mechalik, night of Yehuda, maybe it's talking as one of the din and hafrasha. Maybe it's only in the Hafrasha, maybe it's not in the Nesina to the Kayin. There's a difference. The Al-Tachim, so here the Gemara says, but that's the Shem, let's say for our mitzvahs, the Ramban and the Bahag. This is one of the things that the Rambam argues on the Bahag. Shver for the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beferish. That over here, that the din of Melchama that we have of taking a truma from the spoils of the Melchama, it's a one-time thing. It does not apply by every Melchama L'dairus. According to the Mahag, it will apply by every Melchama L'dairus that they have to take part and take a truma and give it away part. Balkachiyach trumas midyan shenel hegis L'dairus. Therefore, we'd rather learn it out. V'neile mitruma schala. Maybe we should learn it out from chala. Because what's the sheer What's the share that we have by the challah? We have the challah. We give 1/24th or 1/48th, depending on what it is. Tana, the Vei Rabbi Yishmael, again, so we give a 1/24th by challah. Something Gemara, Tana, the Vei Rabbi Yishmael, Tana, Dama, Shenem, Rabba, Bimenu, Lafukin, Menu, it says the word Bimenu, Lafuki, Trumas, Challah, Tala, Never, Bobby, Menu. Truma, Rimenu, Truma, Lashem. But it says, doesn't say, but remember, Bobby, Menu, Truma, Lashem. This is a very big, we see clearly over here that the shear of Challah, it's not like the shear by God, by Truma. By Truma, Chitachas, Pater, Sakri. The din that we have by Challah, what is the din that we have by challah? It's a deraisa that we have. We say, maybe we should eat 1/24th. This creates a problem also. It's another problem. We see from over here, there, the Keren Ira. Keren Ira, Taras HaKodesh. We see from over here that it's going to, they hear that they come and say, that, I don't know, the Behuda, that there is a difference that we have. That Keren Ira and Taras HaKodesh, that the Shir Chalas, oh, they come and they say it's only a Drabbanan. From Hol Gemar, you see that it's a Dereis over here. It's by Truma, it's by Chita Achas. We're talking here by Chalas, by Chalas, by Isfais over here. It's going to be, it's a Dereis. But then we have Shayna and the Hegis, maybe we should learn it out from the Shir of Chalas, which is 1/24th. That the Gemara says, no, it doesn't say, because it doesn't say the same Lashem. Truma Lashem. By Rava, Truma Slach Bei Taida. Is this, what is this then? What is this thing? Remember, it's sort of a misnomer somewhat. What do we have? How seriously are we supposed to take this term that you take Truma Slach Bei Taida?
The one
chal
we're talking about to be
stressed
because of
the
Truma Slach
Bei Taida. The one. Yeah. The one that we give to the cup. We have 40 and we give 4. We have 1 out of 10 of each one of the meaning. By Rava, Truma Slach Bei Taida. Chayavan Allah Misa Mechaybish. Regular Truma, this Misa Mechaybish. Regular Truma. Uwe Chayavan Allah Misa Mechaybish. Why? Came in the Iskish, the Truma Spicer. If we have the Hekish, we're going to learn it out already from Truma Spicer that it's a 10. Maybe we should say Truma Spicer, dummy. And therefore that's mutter. Oh, Dilma. That like we were speaking before. Maybe it's Truma Spicer. Yeah, let's say you take the Truma. And what will it mean? It'll mean that until you take it, it's a gather of a devil. The words take it very seriously. The Gemara is saying, the Truma is Slach Bei Taida. It'll have a din tefil, and until you take it out, you can't eat it.
Anything else?
Now, what is this? It might even be a Chiyum Misa. It's going to be the same thing.
Only because it's called Truma.
Oh, because it's called Truma. Not Truma. What's up to a Truma? Tefil. What does it have to do with it? I'm up in Cain. If it has a Shem Truma, we're going to be makish it completely, perhaps. Oh, Dilma. Oh, Dilma. Bo machabishiso niat rachmada. What it says, bo machabishiso bo my rachmada. What does it say? Veska eisa shechotam irakodesh yishale by regular truma. Machabishiso yosi follow. Machabishiso. The high that it says I'm not the chabish is of something else. Maybe it's not some meat. It says bo. Odiobo bo machabishiso niat rachmada. Or midabas oedem midabas. Let's say gets minisar v'taruvis. What's going to be over there? Is it going to be us? Is it us in the taruvis or it's not? And then the Gemara says teiku. Gemara doesn't even know. Maybe we don't know. Right, so that the Gemara says, I think I'm midabas. We don't know whether it's midabas or not. But what about the gabe? Right, so there, I says it's not going to be a chivisa. But I says it's a concept of truma that we have over here. It's mashma. Truma, that's the truma, you can't eat it. You can't eat the rest until there's a truma. They're both taking the term truma very seriously here. I might, without a mute, I might have thought this has to do mamish like truma itself. Amar Bar. Oh yeah, Amar Bar. Matamad Leimar Tiyano. My Talmudah. Rav Yitzchak Medina Tiyano Ksiv. There it says what Talmud Leimar. Amar Talmud Leimar. We said before it says Tiyano. Tiyano is what has the two yuds. My Talmudah Amar Rav Yitzchak Medina Tiyano Ksiv. Tiyanoksiv. Tiyan Rashi says, betray Yudin. The Chad Yudin by Ter. One hand that's extra. We learn it out as a limud for Lachmei Taita. Maybe that's what we learn out. One of the things that Kumar said before. Tiyan. There's an Ema. Okay, very nice. Maybe a Sarah Kabisi. Maybe it means not. Maybe it means a Shear. Rashi says, Kapizi Chatzoi Kabin. How do you know what it is? They said, Ema Asar Kapizi, maybe it means 10, Chatzi Kabin. Amar Rava. No, man, it's right, it's Nimar Al-Kasim. We know that the rest of the Parsha is speaking about Esritus. And he saw it. We said, remember, what did we say? What did the Pesukah Gabbah tell us? That's what we said yesterday. We have the Titus, the Lachmei Tainar, divided up into 20 Yisraelis. There are 10 Yisraelis of Chalos Chometz. There are 10 Yisraelis that are made up of the three Chalos Matzah, Rikikin, and Revucha. So there's 10 and 10, and the Shiurim that the Torah is talking about, when it comes to the Lachmei Tainar, are Yisraelis. By the other three, we have three and a third. That's true. But the subtotal of it is 10, as opposed to the 10 of the Chalos Chometz. So, but the least, the measure that we're talking about is the measure of an Isarin. And therefore, don't break it down into Kabin. What's Kapisa? Pardon me?
By the Matz is a third of that, Chalos.
No, but the ones that the psukim talk about, the psukim that we learn talk about, it's terms of Yisraelis. We break it down to three and a third. But they're based, the psukim are telling us, based on the drushes, that there are, they're divided up in two groups of ten we have. Two groups of ten Yisraelis, I mean. Two groups of ten Yisraelis. Yeah. Amar Rav Yitzchak David Tiyanitz Ema as Amar Rav of Yisrael is Nimar Akosim Lamadu Asar Lachametz. So good. Asar Lamatzah Minayin. How do you know the other three of which are made up of matzah? How do you know that it's broken out into ten? Like it says, Rabbi Glamer Al Chalais Lechem Chametz. Mashma, that we have the chalais of lechem chametz, keneged chametz, haba matzah. Keneged chametz, haba matzah. The mashmos of the pasuk. That's the drasha the Gemara itself is learning. That you have that, it's coming to identify the chalais lechem chametz as opposed to the other ones that you bring as matzah. There's a cloud that we have. How do you know that it's 10? Because we're learning it out from what? We're learning out from Chumas Meiser. He chalais. Frankly, Gemara, is that fair? Is that according to the rules? We learn what? Because if we're learning that it's 10 chalas chametz, then we're learning it out from a hekish to the Chumas Meiser. You are now coming and learning it out as a hekish back to the other three. Yeah, the means why that's not a problem because it's a hemen of a davaracher. We know the machlekes that we have a den that whether the rule precludes a possibility of a double hekish, but buckle where. There's something within that din itself, which is merabes, that there has to be, which we know has to be true, even independent of the hekesh. For example, You have to go and you miramaza from the par and the soyer in the Kodesh Kodoshim. And your maza from the par and the soyer in the Hecho. The Pusik never says how much you're supposed to do by both in the Kodesh Kodoshim and both in the Hecho. It does say one of them in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and it says the other one in the Hecho. And we're backish that there has to be all together. But we know that there's a certain amount that you have the power that you do. We know there's a certain amount you do with the power in the Kodesh Kodoshim. We know that there's a certain amount that you do of the Sire in the Kodesh Kodoshim. And we know that there's a certain amount that you do of both of them in the Hecho. The Torah does identify one of them in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Looks like the power. And the other one is in the Hecho. So, as long as we know and know something basic information that we have to have, it shows only supplying the number. You do what do you do? You do achas l'maylam sheva l'mata. So we have achas l'maylam sheva l'mata. The protim of it we use for the hekish, but the basic did we know already from before. And l'mad the amar havi hekish very good. And l'mad the amar the havi hekish l'mad the amar havi hekish michael the meimer. Taviyu ribuyahi. So the Gemara for that we have, the word taviyu is a ribuy, that we have as a ribuy coming to tell us that it applies by the other three also. By the Ravucha, by the Rikikin, and by the Chalas Matzah, not only by the Chalas Chametz. All right.
I mean, it's a very troubling idea with that Truman Mimikachin Isha the Truman Slachmay Tanya. I don't see why it's any different than the other Shulchan Bavaria.
Well, what do you mean? When we have, sometimes it's not clear. Remember, it's by every Shloman. Hamakadosh Mechalko is Eid of Kodeshes, right? So that certainly applies by the Chazav Vishaykh of a Shloman. What about the Chedek HaBosser? Rashi learns in the Chedek HaBosser, you can't be the Kaddish Anisha. Taisos, he can. That's because he's the Bible one of the Israel. Shalos, whether that gets Mishulchan Gavaya. All right, so the Shalos Mishulchan Gavaya that we have whenever a Kayin gets it. As he had Babish, it's a schus. Huh?
So why is it so many different than the
Chazav
Hashem? The
Chazav Hashem is a Mekash Bechalke. The Chazav Hashem is a carbon. The Chazav Hashem is a carbon at the Behema. Now the question is the lechem, right? The lechem, what kind of status does the lechem have?
It's not offered
on
the mitzvah.
What?
The rest of it is not offered on the mitzvah,
yeah. Yeah. All right. I mean, what you're saying is really the Rashash.
That's the Rebbe.
That's what he said. Yeah, the Rashash says it like you're saying. Yeah.
The guy
disagrees with that. Yeah. And the data that we have in the Torah, that a carbon is accompanied by lechem, there are three cases like that. There are three cases in the Torah where we find a carbon is accompanied by lechem. Of course, one is the Torah. The other one is by the Biluim. Hinting in Parsha. And, of course, the third one is the Nazir. The Nazir is the least. I mean, Nazir has Kalas and Rikikin of Chavit, of the Matzah.
The next, what about
Tehillah? No. I'm talking about a regular carpet of the I mean, Luim. What we have, I'm talking the Dairit. Look, I mean, the example similar to the cases that we have, when it comes to the case of the Taita. By the Nazir, we have two. By the Nazir, we have Chalas Matzah and Rikike Matzah. By the Taita, of course, we have all four. And then we have the Miluim. The Miluim have three. The three also, only Matzah. The only thing that has Chavetz is the Taita. Of course, we have Shnei Halach, but that's a different category. But the only ones that have the chavetz that we are 10 chalas of the Taida. But we have the other three are only matzah, and then mekfer mechnaf gemina, I mean the miluim, the other two, the miluim and the nazir is only matzah, and the question is how many do we bring, three or two of those, of the other men. And that's what we have. Hamiluim are you buying? The miluim are brought like the matzahs that we have by a taida, which is what? Chalas matzah, not chalas chavitz. There's no chalas chavitz. Chalas matzah or rikikin or ravicha. And we have the ravicha. Like we said yesterday, what's ravicha? He scalded it with hot water, put it into the oven, and fried it with oil. Now, if we take a look at the Rashi that we have over here, well, if you take, well, let me wait for a minute. I'll do the Mishnah first.
So this was only the 7 days, right? The 8th day was different or the same?
We're talking the 7.
The first 7.
The first, we're talking to, you have the Miluim. Yeah, shout, okay. The Zeris, I saw about Shteyon's Kibatzim. By the Zeris, we have two only. Kibatz Shel Taida, Chalas and Rikikin. Later, there's no Ravucha that we have by Yadazim. The Ema Ravucha. Ditsa, Asara Kabin. Now we go back to the computations. Ditsa Asara Kabin, you shall miss. Shisha is right as, the sixth and fraction of the other ones. That's in the cheshbitis that we have in the math. Minan and Eli. Amrav Chista. So anyway, Minan and Eli, that by the Miluim, they had all three. Chalas, Rikikin, and Ravucham. How do you mean? Amrav Chama Bakoy Namakra, Ubisaha Batsach Shemithnei Hashem, Loka Chalas Batsach Achas, Chalas Lechem Shemed, Achas Verokik Echad. Now, so it says three things there. What are the three things? Bishleim Achalas. Chalas. Rokik is a rokik. Then it says what? Chalas Shemen. Chalas Lechem Shemen. What does it mean, Chalas Lechem Shemen? What does it mean anyway? Chalas Lechem Shemen. Chalas Lechem Shemen Achas. So we get it again. What is that? My deal, what is that? L'chayr, what it means is Ravucha. Baskler, Rabbi, how do you know that's what it means? Maybe it means a loaf of oil. Ema, anta de mishka. Maybe it means a loaf of oil. Rashi tells us the Mashiach, anta de mishka, chatichas isa ava, shetigna b'shem. One way is, it's a thick dough that he fried it in oil. In an achabah, the shem and karush, or maybe it means like a congealed oil. Like a loaf. It's a loaf of oil.
It says chalas lechem
shemen, right? Ella, can it darsh Rav Nachman bar Chisa b'shmei de Rav Tavla, b'shmei de Rebbe, Rav Tavla. Ze karben aron uvana v'sheyak, rivu la'ashem, b'yayim hi moshach oso. What does it mean in the Pashan of Shat, in the Pasuk? This is the carbon of Aaron. Well, if we would read it Kipshuto, what would it mean? This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons.
This is the
Midrash Sukkah. Well, you know this, but the Midrash Sukkah, you know everything. But over here, it means what? Here it says that we would take the Pasuk Kipshuto, what would it be saying? This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons, beyond Ashiach Rehu Lashem, beyond Himashach also, at the day when Aaron was anointed. What does that mean? The day that Aaron was anointed, this is the day that the sons bring that carbon. That's not fair, that's not fair.
Weren't they
doing
the same day?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense either. Yes. He Levadov. Yeah. He must know. Elamashka Elamakish. What it's coming to tell us is Chinuchal he mushkal. The chinuch of the of all kaihanim. That's the same din the he mushkal. What is the, when you go and you anoint Aaron, What do? You use a ravucha. Yeah, that's a chaviti, really. Vach, abahi mashcha ravucha, abchinucha is ravucha. The mashcha is ravucha. Whenever their minchas chinuch is brought, b'chlal, it'll have the same din as a kayin gadol. But he brings the minchas chaviti. And therefore, it's possible that Amar Rav Chisda, it's possible, look at the well we have here. Kayin gadol amiskar v'la avayda. Tzarek shteyes raidus. He has to bring two asiris oefas. Tzeshteyes raidus. What is the Mikas Chinuch? That he has to anoint him to become a Kohen Gadol? One is for the Chaviti. Achas Lihi Mashko, Viachas Lihi Ducho, Babra Mashi Amar even Shalish. Why? At least the Avaida as a Kayin Hedyet before he was chosen to be a Kayin Gadol. That counts for that. At least he's a person. He has done Avaida in the past. He has experience. In that case, he only has to do two. One, for the Chinuch, to become a Kayin Gadol. And the other one is for the Minchas Chaviti that he brings every day. And if he never experienced the whole thing in the first place, even as a Kohen Hedyot, then he has to bring three.
Because
they were doing it, what?
Aaron Kohen was never a Kohen Hedyot. He was appointed as a Kohen Gadol.
He was appointed as yeah, okay.
Maybe he only brings two.
Yeah. Huh? So that's what he is learning over here. What do you mean? So that's what he's coming that he's being mechalek, because if everybody has to do it, he's not going to be any worse than anybody else. So then you wait. So by Aaron himself,
first time,
then it's an Abi.
Maybe we spoke about is a Kohen Gadol fighting plus, or is there a whole different plus?
Yeah. He would come out. He would have to come out bringing three. Yeah, Nechadami would come out bringing three. This is a Lima the Dairus, Nechadami, but for him, and that's what would be. The big shot, we have a big shallow here. Let's say he does the Abayna, and he doesn't do the Minchas Chinuch. Remember when we let Shkolim, we had this as a very big issue, when we let Shkolim, is it Ma'akim the Minchas Chinuch? Is he going to become apostle or not? It's a shalom, the gears of a Teres Kayanim, and the Yerushalmi and Shkolim. Whether or not, if a person, a Kayan does it and he does not do the Minchas Chinuch, whether when he does the Avaina, is it Ma'akiv or is it not Ma'akiv?
Rabbi also spoke about it in Yoga, the year of Saul, the Kayan. And they have another Kayan going in, so Mr.
Yeah. Says, so, yeah. So what happened over there also? Mamem Machachinai, so that coming to Mamem Machachinai, so.
And then
they said
it's the bottom
90
Kayan Gadols, or it was just the whole thing?
Hold on, one second. See, and now makes enough Kamino also. There's a Mishnah Melech also that we have here in Klei Amigdash, in the Perikei Klei Amigdash. He talks about this also. I mean, whether or not the Mechaz Chinuch itself is going to be Ma'akev or it's not going to be Ma'akev, and that depends again on the gears of the Teres Kayanim that we have. But I wanted to bring out, there's one other thing up here I wanted to say also, that when it makes enough community, the amount of shaman, because like we had, how much oil is needed by the chaviti? Not one lug.
One lug for each.
It's not, you're talking about when you bring a regular mincha, you bring 60 Yisraelim, for example. Right. So you can bring 60 Yisraelim, there'll be one kibitz of Levina but a lug per a yisarim. No. He'll talk over here. Regular kain gadol, he brings a mitzvah chaviti every day, which is an asiris oefa. How much oil does he bring with the asiris oefa?
Three lugin,
the same way he brings the same amount that he brings by the minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim is always three lugin. It's going to come out to be three lugin. Should say always. Because it depends if it's a sheep, a sheep or an ayel or whether it's a par. But it's not a lug. We have either shleishes, right? We have shleishes right in lapar shleishes right in loyal, yisarin lakevis. That yisarin lakevis is going to require three lugim of oil and three lugim of wine. Remember, that's what's going to be. But also over here, when you have the michas chinuch, when you have the michas chaviti, it's also going to learn out that it's going to be three lugim of oil, not the regular amount that we have by lugim. Of a regular mincha. Now, if you take a look at the Rashi over here, look at the regular Rashi. Just to point out one thing here. What?
The Baal Shemi also did not.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, like the Baal said, you, but there it's under the Brihu of the Godim only. This is all what's Vegeya. The Bayis Rishon, till Yeshiyahu, of course. After Yeshiyahu, then it's completely different. If you look, see the Minahani Mili right away after the Mishnah, where the Gemara is, Mina Rashi, the regular Rashi. Minahani Mili, the Hamiluim Hayubos, Chalas or Akikim or Ravucha. Hainu Chalut.
B'shem.
Not mine. Here he doesn't say water. Now, Rashi before said what? But he says, so we have Rashi before. We said yesterday Rashi and Chumash. Yesterday we said Rashi and Chumash, remember? Rashi and Parshas Tzav. If you take a look over here, it's Nafnud Gimel Amud Aleph. We said yesterday from Rashi and Chumash, Parshas Tzav. People went to Parshas and Shabbos. So Rashi says, you did it, you remember, you scalded it with water. If you take a look at that Nun Gimel of an Aleph, you see, about 10 lines down or so from the top of the oven, a Nun Gimel of an Aleph, right at the beginning of the Perek of Kamanachas of Basbats, Ravicha, see the Rashi? You see the Rashi, Ravicha? Ravicha, don't give a lot of an olive. I think it's 8 lines down or 9 lines down. Ravicha, don't give a lot of an olive. The word Rashi, the Rashi is the Dibri Abasna, Ravicha. The Mayim Reiskit.
Must be not the same Rashi. Another Rashi.
Sita and Taitzit, yeah, it's Tepela. I mean, Rashi and Chumash is like the Rashi and Naftan Gimel. So we have over here, but you look at the Sita. Ravulah da Hainu Chalut. Yeah, and then it says Shem and Lav instead of Shem.
Rambam says
water. We brought the Rambam yesterday. About that parentess, right? Your test. So the Rambam says also water. That's one thing. And then the other Rashi wanted to bring it out. You see by the, where the lines get wide, like I pointed it out, right before the lines get wide. Then what do you do? Maybe shok, then you bring three menachot. Maybe shloisha. Achas lechinuch tchilas avayda. That starts the initiation because he never experienced an avayda in the first place. Yachas lechinucho. Shenispada lekay gado. Yachas lehibashcho. The other one is for the chaviti. Then, Rakik Michalis. What happens? By the Nazir, he only brings Rakik Michalis. Chadu. Elish is dead, Niblau, Bezed, Nimshach. They're really one thing. What's the difference between Chalas and Rekikin? They're not, there is no difference. They're both the same, except one has oil in it, the other one has oil on top. That's how Rashi learns it.
Second grade.
Not like the way we learned it in second grade. Second grade, we say, because what's called a wafer. They call it a wafer. Rashi does not hold it's a wafer. Rashi says the only difference is that one is the oils inside, the other one's the oils on top. Where does it come from, the thing with the wafer? Like we said from the Eben Ezra in Parshas Tetzaveh. That's good. Very nice. Very nice.
Rashi like the
second.
Rashi
makes
sense like the Eben Ezra, because if it's not the whole effect, you can see
yourself in as the meaning.
Okay.
All right. I don't know exactly the there, but that's how Rashi says it over here. Let's just be aware that it's not pushing the things that we take for granted. Rashi didn't take it for granted like that. What we say comes really from the Ibn Ezra. Okay, now, talk about Bonin. But let's remember also, whether the Mechaz Chinuch itself is ba'akev or not, it's going to make enough kabina in the girsa that we have, and that's what the Mishnah Melech comes in. You should know how to play a big dish.
The biggest thing is split like the coin goggles, where the whole thing is broad.
What?
Coin goggles, I think it is split 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon. What about the
Milchas? No, not that, no. That's not split. The only thing that's split is the Chavita, right. Turn around, but Shlomov. It says, Taida Shlomov. Achalas Lechem Chometz. Yakriv Karbano al Zevach Toidash Shlomov. A strange expression. The Toida of Ishlomid. What does that mean, the Toida of Ishlomid? The Rabbi Shalmei Nazir, La Saras Kabin Yerushalmius, La Ravi Hashemet, La Ravi Hashemet. Yacho, l'chol ma'ase omer be'inyan. Maybe it's for everything. The nazir is the least. It's v'achai v'chal v'chavitz, and there's no revucha either there by a nazir. So l'chol ma'ase omer talmud leima matzis. By talmud, what's the limud omer ha'papa? Davar shenemar bo matzis. Something that the Torah refers to it as matzis. La fuki revucha, to the exclusion of the revucha chalas, or the revucha loaves, we'll call it, by a taina. The word matzis is not said there. The lo nema my matzis. Doesn't say the word matzis. The only one that the Nazir says is the one that it says the word matzis. By a taina, it never alludes to it, but the term matzis. Tvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana matzis klal. Chalas or rekikin. Chalas matzah or rekikin is a prat. Klal prat e mechlal or lamashim a prat. Which tells us what? Chalas or rekikin in midachmidin lo. By a nazir, it's only chalas or rekikin. So what we have is three, this is the thing that we have to remember, and that is, there are three mitzvahs in the Torah that require an accompanying bread without shkelasa, which they accompany bread along with the carbon. And they are a toida, a nazir, and the carbon of the miluim. And they're all different. The chala toida is the only one that has chalas chametz. The only other time in the Torah and carbon that you bring chametz is only by shkelasa. There's such thing as bringing chametz. Chala benach as well as matzah. They can't bring. The only one, Shnei Alechem, that's the exception of the whole thing. And I attain the 10 of the 40. On the other hand, a Nazir also brings Lechem, and he only brings Chalas and Rekikin. And by the Miluim, Chalas, Rekikin, and Revucha. What?
Just like the Taida.
Just like the Taida. Just like the Taida. Hashem is a Taida now. I think we all are familiar with this. It's also the Gemara of Pesachim, all this on Tzemach Yom. Hashaychen is hatayda lifnei the lechem is outside the chayma. Which chayma are we talking about? Well, let's see. Well, let's see what we're talking about. Loi kiddush alechem. The lechem is not kiddush. But makom where it's outside the chayma. Shechta, actually, karma paneha. Let's say he's shechted it before krimas panim. He's shechted it before the lechem became, had a crust on the top. Before the cut, the krimas panim and the tanner. The afilu karmu, chutz kulam, chutz meyachad mehen. Even if all of them were that a crust, but not one of them. The lechem there is not going to become kadosh.
So the tanner is not a pre-shardin?
So even if we hold, no, it's not based on that. No, no, it, this is not going to be totally even if the tanner be, is being a klisharis or not. No. Maybe I'll, let me read it first. I'm saying it because of a Rashi and Me'ilu. Oh. And We'll leave it. Maybe I'll have time afterwards so I can explain why it is like, it's not, this part is not totally, and whether or not the Tanner is a klisharis or not. Let's see. Now, my chutz l'chayma. What does it mean? The lechem is chutz l'chayma. Rabbi Yechonin Lama chutz l'chayma is beis pagi. Chutz l'chayma is what is beis pagi? Not clear 100% either. We have steers in Rashi. But here Rashi says the top, Chutz l'chaimis beis pagi, chutz l'chaimis har habayis. Here he says, outside the chaima of the har habayis. Abli mahoyu, b'har habayis. It's kosher, afal pi, that it's not in the asarif. This is not like the Rashi. It's not like the Rashi. Other places where he says it's the chayma of Yerushalayim, the makam of Achutzan shal Yerushalayim. And the Ksavyad, we have to see the Rashi and the Ksavyad. Chutz l'chaymas beis pagi, chutz l'chaymas achitzayna Yerushalayim. You look at the Rabbeinu Gershim also, the same thing. The Rabbeinu Gershim comes, chaymas sahir, chutz l'chaymas beis pagi, chaymas sahir. That's what we have. We have over here again, we have yeah, different places where Rashi says a different thing. Rambam, not like Rashi, yeah, not like Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Then we have this top Rashi, the Rambam Perish HaMishnah. It's like the Rambam Perish HaMishnah.
The Rambam saying, my guys?
Let me see, one second again. A Perish HaMishnah, I said, one second. You look at the Rambam, Perish HaMishnayis. Here also comes the Rambam and he says, oh, yeah. Mixed it. There's a, he has a, the Seder Aprokim. It's a little, it's confusing. It's different. Yeah. There. Yeah. So here he has. The Lachba Chutz L'Chaima, Shalto Chutz L'Zvada, Chechen Chutz L'Chaima. The Rambam says, like, I'm reading from the Rambam Perish HaMishnah. A shechet is atayda chutz l'chayma. A shechet is atayda chutz l'chayma. Be'er ha'aytzen yamer chutz b'beis pagim. V'makayim chutz l'har abayis. The Rambam also says chutz l'har abayis. Aber im haya halechet kar bino azara, then it's different. If it's close to the azara, but the Rambam holds it's going to har abayis, not the makam achitzen shem Yerushalayim. So this already is you see, we saw from the Rabbeinu Gershom, we see over here from the Ksav Yad, and now, as opposed to here, where it's Harabai, so the Rambam says this way, the other way. My chutz l'chaima, Rabbi Yechonin Amar, chutz l'chaima is beis pagi, v'shlokish shabar, chutz l'chaima is ha'azara. V'shlokish shabar, chutz l'chaima is ha'azara, if it's outside the azara, the lechem is not going to be kaddish. by the Lach Beit Taim. Rish Lakish Amar, Chutz Mechabes Oazar. Of course, we have to know, we're saying it's Kaddish. Le'inyan what is a Kaddish? We didn't explain that. If a person shechts the taida, the lechem is going to be kaddish. Lagabe what? What? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. There's a zika. Well, there is the zika, but you don't have that. You don't have that zika. There's not going to be a zika, remember, because Tanik Rishloman. No. That is not the that we know. Whatever the pshat is, it's not referring to that. That's the Gemara on Menvav. The Gemara says the Zika that we have, Yesh Zika, by Shtei Alachem, you should say the same Svara by Lach Beitayna. That the Gemara says it does not apply by Lach Beitayna because Tayna Yigrishlamen. Okay? So what we're talking about is, we'll see later on, Rashi holds it's going to be the Megayah, the din of Lina. Without this, it's not going to be possible, Lina. According to Tosfos Adat Tesvav, we had it. It's going to be whether or not you can switch it to a different Taina, to a different carbon. They can do different things. So, again.
What do you have to do?
That's the Gabi Nesachim. Oh, but inshallah, we have over here. What is it going to be, Nagaya? Yeah. What?
You have to bring other lecha. You shechted it. The lecha wasn't there.
Oh, no. So the lecha, I mean, what is it going to be? The Scottish. The Gabi, yeah, that's going to be Nagaya. Yeah, it's going to be, well, you, that's the answer. If you don't have it, then it's going to be, you'll be stuck.
So what
do you do? No, you'll be stuck with that. So what will you do if you don't have the lecha there? Good. Let's wait for that. We have over here, so it's an achabal. So we have the machaikis here, Rechon Shul, Shem Yechon Rav Achutz Chobes Beis Pagi. Avachutz La'azara is Kaddish. So what is the machaikis? Rech Lakish says, Chutz Mechaibis La'azara, Mwinen Abbasamach. Rav Yechon Rav Achutz Chobes Beis Pagi, because you don't need Abbasamach. Avachutz La'azara is Kaddish, because you don't need Abbasamach. What do you mean, Rav Ligu Machadazim? We know this machlokes already in Pesachim. The Gabi Yisr of shechting al achametz. The stad asher is a Pesach al achametz. Oimer b'lay sase. Sishal al achametz. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer apa tamid. Okay, that's what the Amar in Pesachim. The Amar is shlokish. We aylam ein al chayiv. And she a hay on the shechet of a zirik, on the yechad bin a chabura, imo bazar. In order to be Iver, it's kimat impossible. He'll have to, the only one that's going to be Iver, the only way you're going to be Iver is if the chametz is found by somebody in the azara.
Not in his house.
Rav Yechad and Omer Afafi Shein imo bazar. So why? Because Al is not besabuch according to Rav Yechad. Something about it's rich. I need both examples that illustrate this principle, whether or not we hold out Masomach and Rabbi Yehuda Yechon and Rish Lakish. So the Eid, Baba Yehav, say, he come Rabbi Yechon and the Cholech and the Isa, be Surakai. Wherever it is, he's going to be over on Baye Raya. Ava, Lenyan, Mikare Shlechem. Hey, my mother, let him Rish Lakish. Maybe over there, he has to be in the Azara. The Isay Mifnim Kaddish, Abraidal Kaddish, the lesson. Pete Marbaha, I would say, Bahakam or Mishlokish. Maybe it's only over here, but by Chabitz. Abu Baha, Chayma, Badu, Leda, Rabbi Yechidin. Because Saif Kosaif, you're right, Murdis, or Abba Yehra, it's Rich. Tani Kamas into Rabbi Yechidin. Hashaychin is at Taida, Lifnim, Balak, Machutz, Lachayma. Lachayma is based Pagi. Like Kiddush Alechim. But, if it's, Taich Chaimus Beis Pagi, then it is Kaddish. It does not have to be in the Azara.
What's the kind of kosher? It's missing something.
That doesn't make a difference. Never makes a difference.
That's
fit.
Why?
That doesn't make a difference. The Taina is going to remain because Taina Ikri Shlomin. I'm shocked. The Gemara Beferish, because Taina is Ikri Shlomin. Because Taina is Ikri Shlomin, the Gemara answers. Amen Vav.
So therefore, it's not going to be.
Therefore, the rabbi says you should even say zika. Something about it, the reason why there's no zika, the taida is good, is because if b'makom where the taida is not going to work as taida, it's reduced to the next category of shlabim. Give me like the shalmi and then the bai bama, yeah.
And then you would have 2 days.
What?
Which would be 2 days or 5 days?
Why would say this? No.
In that case, Rashi learns that you do it shalom lishmah, it becomes a shlomim. 2 days.
Whole day.
And the Chazaydish argues on that. Okay. Does everybody hear what Baruch David is asking? He wants to know, let's say the Torah will get, the lechem disappears. So how many, so what will happen? The Torah will work, but it's called the shlomim. Right. Do you eat it, yom v'layla, or do you eat shnei yom v'layla echad? No. That really, the Pashto of the Gemara by Pesach is that's only Yom V'Layla, Gemara says. No, because over here it becomes a shlomim. Over here it becomes a shlomim. That's how Rashi learns it, the Pashto. The Chazaynish learns it, what's a lot of different shay? What? We get it coming on the shnei Yom V'Layla echad. That's how the Chazaynish learns it, the Rashi, the Mashmosis. That's how Rashi and Menvov learns it. Yeah. Shokta, watch it like a, what? I can't hear. I want to do more. We'll have to get, do it, okay? I'm sorry. Maybe you can ask me afterwards. Shokta, watch it like Carmel, Panel, Betano, it's not going to work. In order for it to get a Shem Lechem, I mean, everybody's very giddy today. Maybe for Pesach. In order for it to get the Shem Lechem, it needs cream as butter betanur. And if you don't have cream as butter betanur, it does not get a Shem Lechem in Adi Mili. The Torah of Bonin, Al Chalish Lechem Chomets, Yakriv Korbano Al Zebach, Malabed. She'ena lechem kaddish, alim kei karmu panel betanur. Al chalois lechem chametz yakriv karbono. It has to have cream espadim yakriv karbono al zebach belamein. She'ena lechem kaddish even. Ela mishchitas hazebach. You have to have the lechem zebach toindas, the lamein, another limon, shim shachat shalom ishman. Lokin shalechem. If you shefted it shaloli shmud, it doesn't have the essential thing that you need to become a Benkadish Lelechem. Kiddush Alechem, as we all know, we had it as far as Shnei Alechem is concerned. But this is good at, no, not Pigle. Pigle's different. No, Pigle's different than shaloli shmud, this did. But we had it, but again, the dinner shaloli shmud by Shnei Alechem, it's not Benkadish Shailas when, Shchita, Zrika, Rebbe, Rabbi Lozen, Rabbi Shimon, Wadaf, Ben Zayin, Tadir Abad, Yaitzin, then now what? But we have our Gemara Yisoid in what's called Lechem. It's got to be presumably by Amatzi Lechem in Aretz. When is it right for the Shem Lechem? Or, Tnegei Matzah. Yaitzin, the Matzah, no. You can be Yaitzin with Matzah where it's half-baked. Uva matzah, so you mean ilfis, or you mean a matzah that's made in a pot without the water. My matzah, no, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shepareses. Now this is the criterion. You go and you take a piece from it, v'ein chutin im shachad emena. And it's not, they're not strands of dough that are stuck to it. It breaks apart. If you have that, then it's oyster dough, Isa, and it becomes a lechem. Now that, it does not say here. Over here in our mission, it says cream is padim. But obviously, if you're gonna use something for lechem a padim, or you're gonna use something for shtei a lechem, or you're gonna use something for lechem a taida, it's gonna have to have this. Why? I'm a rava v'chein lin yin lechem a taida. They think about pshita. It's pashit that about you have to have that because anything that has to have a shem lechem needs that it can't be chutim nimshachan emenu, which means that if the Mishnah Meila tells us, shnei alechem is taloi, krivas kvar betaner, lechem apanim, krivas kvar betaner, avada, this is also going to be required. Ma'ad seima echad amar achmad shloito parus. Baha, I might have thought, baha command the priest and of you. Maybe it blimes like a, just like a piece. Kamash malag, that we don't say that. Now, what is Ganachma? Kol shep parso, v'yein chukinim shachan emenu. It works. The kainin ilachmei taina, pshita, so what's the chidish? Something about, I might have thought, shalayito paros emenu, that maybe this is like a piece. That why, what does it mean? It's like, yeah, yes. Itmar, Taina Shishalta al Shmaidim Chalas, we know this then, Rabbi Chiski Amar Kitcha Arbay Mitach Shmaidim. Rabbi Yechon and Amar Lo Kitcha Arbay Mitach Shmaidim. You don't have 40 out of 80. Amar Am Zeyra, Hakal Baidim Echad, the Amar Kitcha Arbay Mitach Shmaidim Kitcha. Al Yekachu Arbay Malikitch Kitcha Shmaidim, like Kachi. Keep Lingi, where's the Machlaikis Bistama only? He does not mean that it should be 80. He means only that 40 should serve as achrayis in the event that the other ones, something happens to them. Who buys some of the carbon kamachavin? Abayomer, no. The chuliyama, the carbon kamachavin. No, no, that he's not. Yeah, he's carbon kamachavin. So the klisharis, mikachin, shalomi, das kamiflegi. Mar Savar Klisharis Mikachin Shalom Idas. Umar Savar Klisharis Ein Mikachin Elam Idas. The other one holds it's Mikachin Elam Shalom Idas. Now, what is the Klisharis that we're talking about over here? What we're talking about is, again, that we have Carbon Gondol. One holds the Klisharis Mikachin Shalom Idas. Everybody holds that they're mechaber carbon gadol, and therefore, and Chizki says mekachin is a right shalom idas oish, and whether or not, but the Tanner is going to be mekadosh, or the sakin of the really should have said that the sakin of the ashrita. Rav Papa Amar no, the chuli yamakli shares mekachin. Shalom idas, v'ocha b'sakin kabifligi. Let's maybe the shells of the kayach, or the lack thereof, of the sakin. Mar sover sakin mikadeshes keklisharis. And therefore, it'll be mikadesh, the requisite amount. Umar sover sakin came in the less late taich. There's no receptacle in it, ain't a mekadeshes, keklisharis. Or maybe it's the opposite. The ikiti amri, rapopan chuli amaklisharis, ain't lekachin, el abidas. Acha besakit kabifliki. Barsavar sakit alima miklisharis. Maybe a sakit is even better than a klisharis. A klisharis needs das, maybe the sakit works even shalomi das. The Amagam, the less like Taich. Mikad Shabbat Savar, lo alima lemmi klisharis. It's not going to be more klisharis. Now, what is happening over here? And how do we learn this Gemara? What is the socket itself that we use for the Shkita? That we'll pick up. Mitzvah Hashem will start it tomorrow. But we ran out of time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.